This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
After 11 o'clock, joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline, perhaps top five softball player in the state, Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Kevin, my man, how are you? Did you play this weekend?
Nope, got a game tonight.
Oh,
under
okay.
The lights.
You go. What time are you rolling tonight?
I don't know. I think it's like 8. I'll figure. I'm locked in.
Hey.
I'll worry about later.
I'd stay up late to watch that game. I'm in a habit of that now. The Nuggets played at 8:30. You're playing at 8, so I'm kind of in that mode, dude. I have no problem staying up for some late night softball.
I mean, come playoff season for the Avs and Nuggets, you kind of have to get used to it, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think the Nuggets play at 8 on Wednesday, too. So, yeah, we got to be ready. You know, no sleep. That's fine. We'll see what happens. The Colorado State Rams, Kevin, we were wondering if the basketball staff was losing any sleep. But, you know, maybe they slept okay or they're going to sleep okay tonight. Sounds like they got a stud coming to CSU.
Yeah, definitely. And we talked last week, and I tried to encourage people to calm down, and you know there are still plenty of good players left in the transfer portal. And sure enough, a few days later, CSU landed a commit, and this looks like a really good one. Joel Scott, he's been at Black Hills State, which probably isn't a huge name, D2 team in the RMAC, but they made the Final Four last year. Scott was the Player of the Year in Division II, and his numbers are outrageous. He is a little over 20 points a game. Basically 10 rebounds a game. He also shot 40% from three. I think he was about 60% overall. He had, I think it was like 16 or 17 double-doubles, 16 double-doubles last year. And his brother, people might remember, Josh Scott at CU several years ago, a really good player for the Buffs there. So, you know, it's a Colorado kid, played at Lewis Palmer down Monument. So it looks like a really, really good signing. And that D2 to CSU pathway has really worked well for the Rams.
Well, you noted in your article about him, you brought up a comparison, not necessarily the same player, but just the fact that, you know, hey, the Rams are kind of doing this now. They're getting D2 guys to come in. You mentioned Chandler Jacobs. Obviously, we know he was a heck of a player for CSU two seasons ago. And he was one of those main reasons. I know we talk about Roddy and Stevens and all those guys, but he was another big reason this team went dancing two seasons ago.
Yeah, exactly. Chandler came up from Dallas Baptist, was a solid player, kind of six-man type guy for the Rams. Then Pat Cartier came in last year, obviously a super smooth scorer, a third on the team in score, and he's back this year. So now we'll see Scott and Cartier, you know, kind of in the front court together. You know, Patrick Cartier just tweeted, you know, hey, here we go, it's the D2 pipeline. So, yeah, it's an avenue for CSU to recruit, and it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you get guys that are, you know, one, they have a lot of experience, and older teams win in college basketball right now. And two, something to prove of, yeah, he was D2 All-American, you know, Player of the Year, but now he's going to want to go show that he can do it, you know, and maybe help take a team to the NCAA tournament. So you get guys that are hungry, too. So it makes a lot of sense. Seems like a really good signing. Obviously, CSU is not done yet, but that seems like a really important piece for this team that already, if Isaiah were to come back, you're looking at a pretty good top five or six already.
How about that? Well, yeah, I like the note, too, about D2 players. We're seeing it more and more where D2 players come over. You know, maybe they – because a lot – you know, basketball is something where some of these guys, it just doesn't take hold all the way until maybe a year or two out of high school, and then it really starts to click. They're good – they're great players in high school, but it doesn't really transition as quickly as they'd like. So sometimes these D2 players come in, and then by the second year or whatever, they're really starting to get it. So, yeah, I think that's why you're seeing, at least in the state, I've noticed, you know, a guy like Dalton Connect for UNC, another D2 guy, you're seeing more and more of those players.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you nailed it right there. Yeah, a lot of guys are, you know, by 18, you know, ready to be at that level, but some aren't, you know, they're still developing into their body or, you know, their game is still growing. So, it really is a pathway for guys to really grow and develop and kind of level up. And like I say, it sure seems like a good fit for CSU and for Scott, because obviously he'll get to play a a big role on this team.
So what are you hearing now at this stage? And again, you know, who knows what you're getting as far as Isaiah Stevens, but there's still, obviously, he's going through that evaluation process. But a move like this, I mean, that could help influence the decision going forward for Isaiah if he looks at that and said, man, this is a player that could really help us get to that next level again. Who knows? Maybe really compete at the top of the conference, maybe even go dancing again. Obviously, all those things would only help Isaiah Stevens in his stock for next season. So I'm just curious if you think that might alter his decision a little bit with this signing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how much it will necessarily alter, but certainly doesn't hurt, you know, that he knows that if he were to come back, you know, the chances are pretty good, especially with, you know, the addition, if you will, of Isaiah, that it should be a pretty good team and he'd have good players alongside him. So it certainly does not hurt. And Isaiah, you know, we know him really well. He is very smart, locked in, basketball savvy. He is tuned into all of this. He knows, you know, all the ins and outs of what can and are happening and understands what they could mean for the team, for him, for his future, for the team's future, all that. So no doubt Isaiah is well aware of, you know, what this means for CSU basketball.
Kevin, just to kind of refresh for our listeners and everything, like what does it look like, at least for the potential starting five right now? Because we know a couple of guys left, entered the portal, signed on with different teams, a guy like Isaiah Rivera. Talk to us about what that kind of looks like, at least, you know, just a slight preview.
Yeah, no, obviously this is the very early look that could definitely change. But, you know, let's say Isaiah comes back. Obviously, he would be your starting point guard. Josiah Strong, who, again, you know, he's almost like another transfer addition because he missed all last year. He would be your starting shooting guard. And you would probably have Jalen Lake at the three and probably Cartier and Scott at the four and five. You know, they're similar in size, but obviously Scott is a much more efficient, you know, rebounder and probably a bigger, stronger guy, so he maybe could play the five there. But again, there are additions that will come. CSU has at least two scholarships left to fill. But right now, those are kind of your top five guys, you know, with like a Davey Jackson, obviously, off the bench, and, you know, maybe a couple of the freshman potential guys off the bench as well.
Yeah, you mentioned Josiah Strong. It does. It kind of feels like you're getting another one here because he got sick. He was hurt. I mean, he couldn't get it going, get on the floor. But it sounds like, you know, everything's looking good for him, you know, to be a full go next season, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the plan. Every indication is good. When I talked to Coach Medved maybe 3 weeks ago or so, he said Josiah was doing well and sort of his recovery and getting back, you know, to being who he wants to be health-wise and everything. So, yeah, he would be a huge addition. Again, I know fans didn't get to see him really at his best, but if he can return to form, he's a big, strong guard. You know, would add a lot more strength and length than CSU has had at that two-guard spot. So that could be really valuable in addition to just being a dead-eye shooter.
Man, you said it. If Isaiah comes back and you mix him with this starting five right there, I don't know, Kevin. It could seem like this team could get back on the right track.
Yeah, I mean, and this isn't just me saying it. You know, a guy that, you know, I've gotten to know, Kevin Sweeney, he covers college basketball for Sports Illustrated. He kind of just tweeted the same thing that says, you know, basically, hey, if Isaiah Stevens is back, CSU probably needs to add one good wing player, but they're looking like a team that could be a tournament team. You know, again, it's April. It's a long, long way away. But for all the doom and gloom of last year, this is why I kept kind of trying to preach patience of a lot flukily went wrong last year, but the core still seems pretty solid.
And then we can change our narrative from is Nico Medved on the hot seat back to can the Rams keep him? Let's just keep going. Let's just get that narrative going again, Kevin.
Yeah, reactions all over the place. But yeah, I mean, it has to be surely a happy, good day for, like you said, you know, the CSU staff and everything who, you know, I'm sure they felt comfortable that they would land, you know, some good players. But I know getting that first one, you know, locked in is always nice.
You put up a nice piece about David Roddy and kind of how he finished his rookie season. We saw him play, I don't know, 9 minutes or so in the Grizzlies game one matchup against the Lakers. How close are you paying attention to all things David Roddy, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to keep an eye on. I watched some of the game, wasn't able to watch the whole thing, but it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh,
a guy
man.
That we were watching here at Moby, you know, literally just over a year ago. Now we're watching him in playoff games. That's pretty darn cool. I know, again, people at CSU have to feel that too. It's some of the, it makes you appreciate sort of the big picture of things. I think when you see a guy like David that, again, he did everything CSU could have asked. He, you know, he picked what he thought was his best fit rather than, you know, the sexiest name. He came in, he developed, you know, worked his butt off, took the team to great success, and he is, you know, reaping the rewards in a really incredible way. It's just a cool thing, I think, for everyone who was around David through that whole process. It's fun to watch.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, last year, or maybe back in March, this, you know, last year, we were talking about Mountain West games, getting into the big dance, all that. And then now you're seeing him match up with LeBron James for a couple of minutes too in this one. How about that? It's a crazy transition. And you know, that's like they pick up a phone to talk to a potential recruit or a guy entering the transfer portal. David Roddy's name's got to come up within like the first 30 seconds of that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. All you have to do is point. Because if you think back to David's freshman year, not that he was bad or anything, but it didn't scream, you know, in 2 years, this guy is going to be an NBA player. But he developed that much in those 2 years and had the stage to shine. You know, I think that's a big thing, too, of, hey, if you're good, you're much better off seeing a ton of floor time than being at, you know, quote unquote, the sexy big name school and sitting on the bench. So, yeah, absolutely. David and his story is, one used in recruiting, and David, you know, has been very vocal about, you know, how important it was for him to pick the right school rather than, you know, necessarily the coolest one to be able to tweet out, so to speak.
Sure.
So, yeah, no doubt it's a big tool, and the, you know, the Isaiah Stevens part too of, hey, that guy's going to be a pro, whether it's this year, next year, and where, we don't know exactly when and where. But, you know, that's two guys in one signing class that are going to be pros. That's pretty impressive.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, last one for you. Are you anything new on the Mountain West front, CSU potential? I mean, I get messages from people that are like, I think that they're really pushing to get out and find a different conference. The trail has gone cold a little bit on some of that stuff. Anything on your end that you're hearing?
No, there really is nothing right now. Like, absolutely, CSU reaches out as they should and have to, but that, you know, that doesn't mean anything. CSU, you know, you need the other side to be reaching out to CSU and trying to lure them in, because CSU can call the Pac-12 100 times a week and doesn't mean they're going to be in the Pac-12. So right now, nothing. Obviously, that can always change supremely quickly, but no, I don't think there's any real significant signs of movement for CSU right now.
All right, my friend. Well, we'll talk more Thursday, a little more football focused. I'm going to try to get out there at some point, but they got their spring game coming up on Saturday, just like that. We're busting through spring football.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of crazy that the spring game is Saturday, but here we are.
Here we are, my man. Kevin, all right, we'll let you go get some rest, you know, rehab a little bit before the big game tonight. Like you said, you got a late one, dude. Get the ice pack, heat, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Got to lock in mentally, right?
Kevin, appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brady.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. Check out the write-up at coloradoan.com on Joel Scott, former Black Hills State star, superstar. He was a player of the year. He is set to join Colorado State, and now suddenly things are kind of looking positive for CSU. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Avalanche, the Nuggets, the playoffs. Follow the action with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.